I was doing a piece. I had played at the Detroit Montreux Festival a few years ago, and Charles Kuralt, I did it on a Friday night, and then I had to come back Sunday and be on the Sunday morning show. And I asked one of the researchers to pull up some figures for me because I knew I was going to talk to Charles. I said, he's going to say, where you been? I said, I just played the festival. What's going on in festivals and so forth? So we pulled up some figures, and what she did was to call the police department in five cities. This was over a Labor Day weekend. And I don't remember the five cities. It was Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, and two others. I can't remember what all of them were. But it was five different cities. And 5 million people went, according to the police, went to live jazz over that weekend. Well, that's a lot of folks. You know, I mean, when you figure you're just talking about five particular arenas, and in the Chicago Festival runs, running an entire week. Detroit was just a weekend. I think the others were just weekend festivals, but it was Labor Day weekend, so it was a long weekend. So lots of folks went. And that's just, more people look at Sunday morning than that, but that's still a lot of people to show up and put down $15, $20 or whatever it is and spend the kind of money they're going to spend to see a festival. Festivals are doing quite well now. There are city festivals in many places. There's an educational festival in a week-long festival in Cleveland called the Tri-Cities Festival. You don't hear that, but it's a big one, and it's mostly students. They always have a group of musicians, professional musicians who are well-known, to come and do that, to play and work with the students. There are any number of in Europe until recently, up until about 2 years ago. There were at that time something like 540 festivals that took place from June to September or October. It went from Pori all the way down to the boot of Italy. You start north when it's cold, come down to when it's got warm, and so forth. Same thing happens in this country in the summer. You got all these different festivals at Red Rocks and many summer places in Aspen, and so they don't get the kind of attention because they don't get on Entertainment Tonight. But they're happening. They're happening in New York. They're happening in a lot of places. So we need more exposure, for one thing.